You're listening to Review Deja Vu, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League. Here's your host, Lisa Donovan.
Hudsonville, you've just won the 2017 Community Excellence Awards from the Michigan Municipal League. How do you feel?
Yeehaw!
Yay! Where is this trophy going to go in your community? How's it going to affect your community?
We're gonna proudly display this in our community, starting out in City Hall. I'm sure it'll live in Terra Square for a while, and we're definitely going to spread the good word about this award.
Congratulations!
Thank you, MML. Thank you, MML.
Hello, I'm Lisa Donovan, editor of the League's magazine, and I'll be your host today. Today I'm talking with Mark Northrup, mayor of Hudsonville, and Patrick Waterman, city manager of Hudsonville, and we're talking about their Community Excellence Award finalist project, Hudsonville Terra Square. Welcome, Patrick and Mark. It's nice to have you here today.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Great. Patrick, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about how the Hudsonville Terra Square project got started. What is it and how did it get started?
Well, it's a, and I'll kind of be the facts, and I know Mark is really familiar with the background of how we got to where we are today. But essentially, Terra Square is a $4.6 million adaptive reuse of a former Chevrolet building that was constructed in the 1950s. And the city purchased this building with the intention of constructing a year-round farmers market. We are a very agrarian-based community, and we did a lot of polling in the community, and there was a lot of support for having a year-round farmers market. And we went to the market vendors. We had a market at that time. It was small, but fairly successful. And they said, we don't all want to be inside. A lot of us like to be outside during the market. So the idea of a multi-purpose building evolved out of that. And then we started looking at other potential uses for the space. And eventually we came up with the idea of some event space because we don't really have a community center in the community that the neighbors can use for weddings and graduation parties and business functions and such. And then the front portion, which used to be the sales office of the dealership, was converted into a membership-based co-work space where entrepreneurs and startups can grow their businesses paying a small membership fee.
Great. So, Mark, tell me a little bit about some of the history. How did this project come about? It was a little while in coming, wasn't it?
Well, I like to echo a little bit. This fronts Chicago Drive, which is essentially where this is located, I think, 8 lanes of traffic. And historically, we didn't have a traditional downtown. It was long ago tore down to make the highway. And now we're looking to repurpose some of the property downtown. This building was really fell into disrepair. It was boarded up, and quite frankly, it was kind of unappealing, shall we say. And this was an opportunity to buy a piece of hard property and reestablish an identity for the city and the downtown, particularly around our agrarian roots. There's great farmlands around Hudsonville, known for its muck fields. On an early morning, typically you can smell celery and onions in the air because they're just out there in the fields. So this really is a place for the farmers and the local merchants to come in and share their wares with us. And in fact, we've had a lot of interest just in the farmers market, but it's more than a farmers market. It's really a place for the city to rejoice in its heritage. We are opening a private restaurant, which will serve farm to table kind of fare, more upscale. And then there's also the very large reception hall that's ideal for weddings. Kind of a modern industrial feel to it, but it's really quite quaint. There's a lot of interest in the community now. You know, people are downtown walking around more, looking to lease out these spaces. And it's just neat to see there's a transition to downtown from just being a bunch of concrete to places where people can rejoice.
So you've gotten a good reaction from the community on this project.
Well, but it didn't just happen. There was well over 10 years of us going out to the community, asking what is it you want from our city in terms of the future. And we know that the demographics are changing with people. They want a community they can walk around in. We want to get out of our cars. We want a bike. We want to push our kids in strollers. So this is really an opportunity for us to look forward. What do the people want? This is what they've asked for. So in addition to Terra Square, we are also building a large Woonerf, about a mile long, Winterfer is a mixed-use street with low vehicle traffic, focuses more on pedestrian traffic, and on that there'll be fronted various retail activities and even some residential, more in a kind of a more of a European model. So we're very excited about that. It really changes the face of the city and makes the place livable. I mean, one thing we struggle with in our community is there's not affordable housing, and you want to have a place people want to come and raise a family and have good jobs. And we know that the unemployment rate, particularly in our county, is so low. We need these kind of places to continue to attract the kind of people that need these places.
And are there other developments that are kind of spinning off from this, from the Terra Square project?
Well, I'll turn it over to Patrick since he's a numbers guy, but we've already had quite a bit of commercial activity. And then, Patrick, why don't you talk about what's going on?
Yeah, that was really our hope, was that the public investments that we're making with Terra Square and the Harvey Street Woonerf, which is really an incredible project in and of itself, and we hope to maybe be able to showcase that in the future with MML, but that is really sparking private interest, and that was our goal, was to kind of turn things around. But the city can't do it all with our public coffers. We can do so much. We can improve the public realm, but the private side has to be left up to the market. And as a result of us making these investments in Harvey Street and the Woonerf, and also our promise to make other quality of life enhancement projects come to fruition, we've attracted new development. We have it's now a $4 million building going right next door to Terra Square on the Woonerf that's going to include a full-scale restaurant, retail space. Second floor will be office, and now they're working with MEDC to secure grant dollars for a third story with residential units,
which is excellent. Oh, great. Residential downtown, that's great.
And we have no third story buildings in our downtown. We don't really have a traditional downtown, and that's always been one of our biggest detriments. MEDC hasn't been able to qualify us for funding because we don't have a traditional downtown. Mm-hmm. So that's been our battle, and now we're doing these things to actually create a traditional downtown that you know, the traditional model that works so well in other communities.
It sounds like you're well on your way. I saw your presentation yesterday, and it looks like a wonderful, wonderful project.
Thank you.
I think it's important. This isn't really the end. We're in the beginning here. Mm-hmm. And the beginning, we launched very well here. We're very excited. The Woonerf in particular, we're very excited. Next summer, there will be the splash pads out there for the kids adjacent to the farmer's market. So that itself, I'm looking forward to the next summer when we can see the kids out there playing while mom and dad are buying groceries at the farmer's market.
Making it family friendly.
Some young couple that evening or afternoon is having their wedding reception at the Terra Square. So we're just really excited. And the restaurant in particular is going to be a major draw because we don't have kind of upscale, formal kind of dining in the city. So there's a strong demand for it, but this is our opportunity to do it for the community.
Great, farm to table. That's very popular right now.
And I'll just add, I think what's really unique about our project, and we're in a category with some great projects this year, but what I think sets us apart is one, the city totally funded this on our own. We did not get any outside funding. We did not get any grants. As I mentioned, MEDC mm-hmm. didn't qualify us. We had a grassroots fundraising effort in the community. $180,000 of local residents and businesses said, we are supportive. We want this project. We're going to help you build it. And what else is so unique is just the multitude of uses in this space. You know, as I mentioned, we've got the restaurant, we've got the farmer's market, we've got the event space.
Co-work space.
And the co-work space, which the co-work space has a waiting list to get in.
It
tells you how
great.
Successful that is. So, and those are businesses that they can come in 24 hours a day for $100 a month, have state-of-the-art office space, Wi-Fi, and our hope is that they grow their businesses and say, you know what, I want to build our building here in Hudsonville on the Woonerf, and that's the next one down the line.
Yeah, giving your entrepreneurs a good start. That's
Absolutely.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Mark and Patrick, for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa. It's
nice. If you'd like to learn more about Hudsonville Terra Square, check out cea.mml.org or a future issue of our magazine, The Review. I wish you the best of luck on the voting this week, and hopefully you come out on top on Friday.
We've already won.
whether
we get first place or not, we've already won.
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Nice to be with you.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.